they have a commonality of the lack, the inherent lack of territorial access to sea. We all know that global trade is actually taking place on the seas, which basically means that the group of landlocked developing countries is essentially excluded from the global trade. And because of that, the group of landlocked developing countries have got various challenges stemming from the costs of transportation to the seas, as well as the transit costs in terms of the border areas, as well as passing through other countries' territories. For them, landlocked developing countries to import raw materials, they have to pay 3-4 times the cost of transportation in comparison to their transit countries.
So what can you do?
In 2014, the group canvassed the support of all the United Nations member states. We've got the transit countries who we are dependent on for the transportation of goods. We've got our very good development partners who have been there to help us in terms of reaching our development aspirations. And we managed to come together and we came up with a strategy or the outcome document of the Vienna Program of Action, which itemizes 6 priority areas that are going to enhance economic development for the landlocked developing countries and aid in trade competitiveness of our countries.
What can other countries learn from the experience in Zambia?
We have the double burden of being landlocked as well as being at the lower end of the development arena. Zambia, of course, has come up with a number of strategies which are basically anchored on development of our industries. Zambia being a producer of raw materials, in particular copper, I think we are the number 2 in Africa at the moment. We have been producing a lot of copper as raw material and exporting it. However, Zambia is now looking at adding value to the copper that we have been doing, as well as diversification of our economy. And in that, the Vienna Program of Action comes in very handy as it identifies the areas that the LLDC members need to concentrate on for us to diversify our economies.
How will you measure the success of the meeting in Livingstone?
The Livingstone meeting is a high-level ministerial meeting. We are going to look at the strategies of mainstreaming the Vienna Program of Action into our own national development programs. But of course, we are looking at the issues of commonality here, what is uniting to the landlocked developing countries, and ensure that we get the Vienna Program of Action and make it part of our own development agenda. And the meeting in Livingstone is expecting to have the participation of our political leaders, that is the high-level participation of our ministers, because the political commitment is also very critical. The political will is very important, political in terms of our leadership in governance, but also, of course, we are expecting to have the private sector participating, because we know that as much as development agenda is an exclusive preserve of every government, the government's efforts must be complemented by the private sector. And hence, the Livingstone meeting is also attracting a good number of private sectors, both from our landlocked developing countries, from our transit developing countries, as well as the development partners, so that we can come up with a formidable product that is going to ensure that the good partnerships exist between the LLDCs, both in-country together with the private sector of the LLDCs, as well as the external private sectors, and of course the critical role of partnerships of the LLDCs with the development partners, who are also expected to participate in the Livingstone meeting.